Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from Centerville High School called The Comeback. Here's project coordinator Basim Blunt.
We form families by biological bonds and by marriage. Here's a story about a teenager and his uncle Robert, who is his uncle by marriage, but because of time and space and fate, these two have formed an inseparable bond.
My name is Tim Priest. My life story is actually really deep, and so in 2008, I came to live with my Aunt Regina and Uncle Robert in Centerville, Ohio. My Aunt Regina was my mother's sister. I really didn't know how to feel, to be honest. My dad had just died. He committed suicide from a bullet to the head. One memory I have of my father, Tim, is when he taught me how to ride a bike without training wheels. If I got it my first time, he would take me to go get a chocolate milkshake. When he said that, I knew I had to do it because I was a little chubby kid and I wanted it bad. My mom died about a year and a half before that. She drowned herself in the pool in 2006. A memory I have of my mother, my mom Alicia would attend every football game I had while playing for the Dayton Flames. I would hear her screaming in the stands. Those incidents just made me a very angry kid growing up. I bounced from home to home, being ripped from what I've been used to. I was always crying, and I was constantly mad at myself. I felt torn apart and scared because both of my parents were gone. When I came to live with my aunt and uncle, I will admit, I was terrible. I was lying about simple things, putting holes in walls, and stealing. I acted out my pain through my behavior. One time when I was 9, I stole my uncle's gold coins out of his closet and started spending them in the cafeteria at my school and just using them as regular quarters, like not knowing their value. When he found out, he was heated. I mean, he was heated on a different level. I got a spanking for that one. And that was definitely not the only spanking I've had, trust me. When I was 13, I stole the substitute nurse's phone off her desk and started using it as my own phone. When my Uncle Robert gave it back to the nurse, no charges were pressed. Thank God. Freshman year, I got suspended a few times because of skipping class and doing immature things like wrestling and getting into fights. Uncle Robert wouldn't let me do everything I wanted or have as many freedoms as other kids at that age, like go to the mall or go with my friends wherever they wanted to go. I never knew why, but I thought he hated me, and I really believed that. So I made myself hate him too. This little battle we had happened for years. He said that he was going to send me back to a foster home. My uncle had his own problems to deal with. He had to go to work an hour away and take care of his wife, my bedridden Aunt Regina. She had a few strokes and a heart attack. It's a miracle she is still living. He has to change her, give her her medicine, and feed her. Uncle Robert had a really hard time raising me because I was just so terrible. But you know what? No matter how many times I got in trouble or messed up, my uncle never gave up on me. And that's the crazy thing, because I would have given up on me. I made a decision to stay on track about a year ago, and so far, I've tried my best to stick with my word, and I have. My uncle told me how happy he would be to see me graduate and walk. I'm definitely, no matter what, I'm definitely going to make that happen. I did this story because it's the most important story, like, in my life. It's about, like, it's my life, like, it's what I've been through, and I know everyone has lost someone. When you lose someone, you just don't know what to do sometimes, and I want to help other teens just know that you're not alone in it, and learning from my mistakes in the past, and making it to a better future, and making the people around me proud. You just got to make it better for yourself.
That was The Comeback, written and produced by Tim Priest, who is graduating from Centerville High School this Saturday and will be attending Sinclair Community College this fall. Special thanks to Trisha Raypock, who teaches broadcasting at Centerville High. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank trustee.